Chapter 31. The Theranan report there is still no sign of the mystery ship, Iliath reported to her commander. She knew the Theranan's lack of success was not due to lack of effort. The client species had devoted substantial resources to finding the mystery ship that destroyed an elder wormhole. Not only were the Theranan angry at the loss of their warships and the incident, and ashamed they had allowed the mystery ship to escape, they knew their patrons, the Maxalts, were anxious for answers. Answers no one had. The wormhole had taken months to reset, and it was still not entirely stable. Its schedule had been altered. The location and timing of its emergence points were different now, and the event horizon now flickered alarmingly as if it were about to collapse again at any moment. The Maxalts had ordered Theranan ships to go through the untrusted Elder Wormhole, not wanting to risk their own ships. Alarmingly, the three wormholes closest to the disrupted one were also demonstrating strange behavior. Those three wormholes emerged at their long-scheduled locations, but occasionally, the event horizons appeared late or closed early. The situation was extremely alarming.
"Not even a debris field?" Komatsu asked, knowing the answer.
The two Maxalt's officers floated in the information center of the battlecruiser Rexicon, held in place by suspensor fields controlled by the biological implants in their brains. Data flowed through the cranial links, allowing them to see images transmitted directly to their optical nerves and to hear sounds without crude vibrations traveling through the purified air. Despite the numerous advantages of controlling ship systems by mere thoughts, Komatsu sometimes preferred the tactile feel of a touchscreen, especially when he was angry, and bashing a screen with his powerful claws provided a welcome relief for the frustrations he felt.
"Nothing," Iliath shook her head. "Theranan sensors are not as sensitive as ours. Perhaps we..."
"No," Komatsu declared, narrowing his eyes in a gesture intended to convey disgust with their client species.
"They didn't find anything because there is nothing to find. That ship must have fired some sort of disruptor beam just before it jumped away."
The Maxalts knew from reconstructed sensor data that there had been the distinctive gamma-ray burst from a jump wormhole just before the Elder Wormhole essentially exploded.
"They collapsed that wormhole to destroy the Theranan ships parked in front of the event horizon, which meant there were no sensor platforms in the area to determine where they jumped to."
"We have not yet detected a gamma-ray burst from where they jumped to," Iliath noted, cringing slightly in anticipation of her commander's wrath at her questioning his conclusions.
"The speed of light is slow," Komatsu said pensively to her surprise. "That ship could have jumped very far away. They led the foolish Theranan on a merry chase, making them believe the mystery ship was damaged and could not jump far."
He did not mention the Maxalts themselves had been confident the mystery ship had a poor and deteriorating ability to jump and would soon be trapped.
"We will eventually detect where that ship jumped to, though by then the data will be of little use to us."
"You still believe the mystery ship was Rindaloo technology?" Iliath asked carefully.
"That ship destroyed, seriously disrupted, an elder wormhole that has been stable for millions of years. Either we believe the Rindaloo were responsible, or we must conclude another species possessed technology our scientists cannot even imagine."
At the beginning of their now endless war against the Rindaloo, the Maxalts had attempted to close wormholes that were strategically vital to their enemy. Nothing worked. Nuclear weapons detonated at the event horizon or inside the wormhole had no effect. The same with more powerful antimatter explosions. Desperate, the Maxalts had even tried using elder devices to disrupt the fabric of spacetime around a wormhole. That too had no effect. Not exactly no effect, because doing that provoked a sentinel to awaken and devastate four Maxalt star systems in addition to chasing down and crushing a powerful Maxalt battle fleet. Since that incident millions of years ago, the Maxalts had not found or even theorized a way to alter the operation of an elder wormhole in any way. It was not possible. Yet someone had done it.
"If the Rindaloo disrupted that wormhole, Our long-time rivals have acquired a technological advantage over us that is serious, even catastrophic. But it has happened before, and we will deal with it. If another species knows how to disrupt Elder technology, then we, he smiled, baring his fangs, are no longer one of the two apex species in this galaxy. We are second tier. We will be clients.
That is a very big problem.
It is.
What can we do about it?
Our own forces have not detected any sign of the mystery ship, Iliath said with disappointment, knowing she was being unfair, as the Maxolt's fleet only recently had any reason to care about something even the Theranan had described as no more than a minor annoyance. Disrupting an Elder wormhole had turned the mystery ship from a minor annoyance into a major threat.
Looking for that ship is a waste of resources, Komatsu said almost to himself. The galaxy, even this sector, is too big. There are too many places a ship can hide, and this ship must have advanced technology. No, we must first study the effect, not the cause.
Sir?
The subordinate officer asked, confused.
The wormholes, Iliath. We know that before this wormhole.
He tapped the display with an extended claw, making a clicking sound.
Was disrupted. Several wormholes in this sector have been acting strangely, opening and closing at unscheduled times, and our long-range sensor data suggests during those gaps in the schedule, the wormholes were opening in locations not on the schedule. It also appears that wormholes we thought to be dormant have reopened, but only temporarily. Someone,
he tapped the display forcefully, making the device groan and creak under his might,
has been manipulating, controlling Elder wormholes. The disruption we saw might have been unplanned, perhaps an accident. Possibly that mystery ship attempted to manipulate that wormhole so it could escape, and something went wrong.
Some species has the capability to control an Elder wormhole?
Iliath gasped. Nearly destroying a wormhole was one level of technology. Controlling an Elder wormhole implied Elder-level technology.
That is the most likely conclusion, is it not?
Iliath could only nod silently, her mind reeling. An enemy who could control Elder wormholes could cut off access to Maxolt's star systems, trapping the Maxolt's powerlessly behind the Great Gulf between stars. Even the fast, long-range ships of the Maxolt's fleet could not travel far across the star lanes without stopping for fuel and maintenance to their delicate jump-drive machinery.
How do you propose we study this effect?
Where it started.
Komatsu tapped another dot on the display. Iliath pulled up data about the wormhole through her bio-implants.
The wormhole that leads to the home planet of the humans? She asked, puzzled.
The humans certainly cannot control wormholes.
When the Kristang landed there, humans were still using chemical rockets. They do not have star travel capability.
The humans are not of interest to me,
Komatsu waved a hand dismissively.
But the wormhole connecting near their home world was the first to display anomalous behavior, and that is of interest. That wormhole shut down, and has not reset or reopened that we know of. We need to know why.